Observers in the United States are pointing to a sign of a coming U.S. recession. They are referring to an economic indicator that has preceded every recession over the past five decades. It is known among economists and Wall Street traders as a yield curve inversion and refers to when long-term interest rates are paying out less than short-term rates. That curve has been flattening out and sloping down for more than a year, raising worries among some analysts that investors' long-term view of the market isn't positive and that an economic downturn is looming. Finance professor at Duke University, Campbell Harvey, is one whose research in the mid-1980s first linked yield curve inversions to recessions.
So the yield curve represents interest rates at different maturities. So usually it's the case that a longer-term interest rate has a higher rate than a short-term interest rate. So think of a certificate of deposit at your bank. If you lock your money up for 5 years, you expect to get a higher rate than, let's say, locking it up for 6 months. But in certain rare situations, things get backwards. And it turns out that the long-term interest rate is lower than the short-term rate. Mm. And that's called an inverted yield curve. That's exactly the situation we've got right now. And it is a harbinger of bad news.
Hmm. So unemployment is at a 50-year low. The GDP is growing. Does that have an effect on the yield curve?
So what happens to GDP in the first quarter, that is the past. Corporate earnings, whatever they are, that's the past. Unemployment is a classic lagging indicator. So yes, the economy looks good right now, but the yield curve, the beauty of the yield curve is that it's about the future. It reflects the future and it captures the expectations of the broad market in terms of what might happen in the future.
Is there any risk of this being a self-fulfilling prophecy? Is there any validity to the idea that if you believe that a recession is coming, that you can actually in some way influence that it will? Is there any validity to that at all?
When I originally published my research, nobody much noticed the yield curve. But then it got considerable profile in predicting the global financial crisis. So now it's on the radar screen. My model is not a model that says the yield curve causes a recession. It is a model that says, well, there's information in the yield curve that can help you forecast a recession. But the idea of self-fulfilling prophecy essentially – perhaps makes it causal. The people see this red flag, they know its reliability, and they are more cautious. So think of a company, a major expansion, need to borrow money to build a new plant, the yield curve inverts, and they say, well, let's wait. Or a consumer going on a big vacation where you know that you need to borrow on the credit card, yield curve inverts, well, maybe we should defer that expensive vacation. So I look at it more in terms of risk management. This is an important piece of information that helps people plan. It helps corporations plan. And if you can be prudent, you avoid the situation where, oh, you go ahead and build that plant, you borrow the money, we go into recession, and you're out of business and people are laid off. So I believe that this indicator gives people the ability to do prudent risk management and enhances the possibility that we have a soft landing, not a hard landing like the global financial crisis.
That's Professor Campbell Harvey of Duke University. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months. This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc., or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.